Recorded Books and RB Digital present One Lucky Cowboy by Carolyn Brown, narrated by Brian Hutchison. Chapter 1. Slade Luckado tried to intimidate the petite dishwater blonde with a glare meant to drop her stone-cold dead on the spot. Even if it didn't work, she'd know exactly how he felt about the situation and that he wasn't buying into her act. The fair-haired con artist with pecan-colored brown eyes would be gone in 24 hours, and that wasn't a threat. It was a solid promise. He might have just lost the first battle with his grandmother, but he'd be damned if he would lose the whole war. Jane didn't blink when she and the tall blonde cowboy locked eyes. She needed a place to hide for 6 weeks, and this was perfect. If he thought he could run her off, he had cow chips for brains. The opportunity had dropped in her lap at the bus station like an answered prayer from heaven. She could endure his cold accusations, and he could damn sure live with the situation for a few weeks. She'd stay out of his way as much as possible. She'd just seen how the evil male brain worked, and it was scary. Nellie Luckado, Slade's grandmother, could have danced a jig in a pig trough half full of fermented slop. Never had she seen Slade so angry. He was the cold, calm, collected, and slow-moving cowboy who never had a temper fit. She'd begun to think he'd never feel anything again. And suddenly, he was ready to chew up railroad spikes, all because she'd brought home a stray, homeless girl. Well, praise the Lord and pass the biscuits, her prayers had been answered. Slade shifted his big blue eyes to his grandmother. I can't believe you drove to Wichita Falls. I told you I'd be here as soon as I could.
Ellen wanted to get home this afternoon, and she'd have missed her bus. Damn near did anyway. What with the wreck and all. Don't get your underbreeches in a wad. I drove. I backed out into a car. I've got damn good insurance that'll pay for the damages, and even if I didn't, I expect I could handle the amount. I was lucky to be sitting there when Jane Day got off the bus. Now I've got a driver, and you can get on back to your ranch and quit your belly aching about me hiring her. She told me on the way from Wichita Falls that this was her lucky break. Well, I reckon it's mine, too. And if you'll admit it, it's your lucky break because damn it all, Slade Luckado, you don't have to worry about driving me anywhere as long as she's here.
She's not a driver, she's a con artist. I bet Jane Day isn't even her name. It's so close to Jane Doe that she probably picked it from the air when you asked her. It doesn't even show any imagination. She's here to swindle you, Granny. Wait and see. She'll end up with everything you own before she leaves.
He stormed out of the house. His boots sounded like bolts of thunder, and his spurs jingled like a wind chime as he stomped across the wooden porch.
Don't worry about him, Jane. He's just got a burr in his britches. He'll get over it. Let me show you to your room. But before I do, look me in the eye and tell me you aren't a con artist, Nellie said.
Jane took a step forward, looked up, and met the tall, older woman's eyes.
I am not a con artist. I'm not here to rob you of anything. I just need a place to stay for a few weeks. I'm grateful for the job, and I'll work like a mule. That's all I need to know, Nellie said. Follow me.
Jane picked up a stuffed duffel bag and carried it through a living room that looked seldom used, a dining room with a long table that could easily seat a dozen people, a den where most of the living went on, by the look of the well-used, overstuffed sofa and recliners, and down a hallway. She would never have guessed she'd end up on a ranch south of Ringgold, Texas, when she left Greenville, Mississippi 2 days before. But she wasn't about to look a gift horse in the mouth. Like she'd said, she'd work like a mule for 6 weeks, and then go back home to settle matters.
Old house started out as a two-bedroom frame back in the beginning, Nellie said. My husband's father built it for his new wife. Then the kids came along and they added this wing with an extra 3 bedrooms. When my husband bought out his sibling's interest in the ranch and we got married, he added another wing for us. It's got a sitting room and a bedroom. Sitting room turned into his office and my sewing and quilting room pretty quick. My boys lived on this wing the whole time they was growing up. We saved the original 2 bedrooms for guests. Slade lives in this room.
She motioned toward a shut door.
Here's where you can toss your belongings and